This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The only ones who never find their way are the ones who never leave. For everyone else, where there is a will, there is, in one form or another, a way. We are presented quite the paradox. We're placed in a world much bigger than we are, in which we have to coexist with forces far stronger than us. We have to accept realities both outside of our comprehension and control, so we start with an uphill climb. But the beauty of life is that we get to decide where that climb ends. Because should we choose to utilize it, we are also given the incredible ability to expand. To use those daunting and impossible obstacles around us to become something greater. It's where we decide to push the buttons of conformity, step over the lines of self-consciousness that big, strong, scary world starts to make just a little more sense. Every time we push back against the things we're inherently fearful of, life's opportunity opens for us. Like a carpet that just never stops unfolding, we are both outmatched and infinitely powerful. And infinite is the right word. What you become is proportional to how hard you push. Imagine a life where you don't stop pushing. The world expands with courage. By jumping headfirst into hell, we learn to develop the tools to cope with it. It's an amazing thing. That fear-based mindset that came stock with our bodies, it was meant to be built upon. Fear is the ultimate starting point, one in which we should ultimately be grateful. How else would we know which direction to set our sails? Emerson says, when a young resolute fellow steps up to the great bully, the world, and takes him boldly by the beard, he's often surprised to find comes off in his hand. And that it was only tied on to scare away timid adventurers. See, I worry that some of the most important things we need to know, life's greatest principles, get buried in complexity and misunderstanding, particularly here with fear and doubt and the things that make us feel small. Right? Because it's ultimately at that point, right when we most want to detract and cave in on ourselves, that we get an opportunity to enhance our state of existence. It's the very point where, with a simple decision, we can become something more. We can turn pain into strength and ignorance into wisdom. Sure, we're supposed to be scared. We're supposed to be timid. This is, after all, what it is to be human. But I also believe with all my heart, we're supposed to take those things and rule over them. Make them transportation.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
To what could be, not a barrier around what is. That's why this danger life continually creates for us is nothing more than a metaphorical cocoon. It's a continual reinvention. And how beautiful it is to know that there are no bounds to our potential, no borders we can't reach as we climb to this ever-changing destination. And how incredible to know that the very obstacles life places before us will, funny enough, be what gets us there. As long as I've been alive, there's existed a battle between what I want in the moment and what I need. And it transforms, it takes different shapes, but its impact is always felt. And so the question remains, in spite of the option to concede the temporary way out, are we willing to endure the now for a beautiful forever? Commit to that delayed gratification? Hold off just a little longer, do a little more. See, every time I hold the line, every time I refuse to give in, the victory tends to be just a little sweeter. So what is this force keeping us from greatness, this invisible, unquantifiable adversary telling us to stop, to submit, to just accept things as they are? Well, as Stephen Pressfield states in his book, The War of Art, this is resistance. The ego in disguise, it's the desire to stay the same, pushing us away from the very action necessary to obtain what we truly want, not in the moment, but in our souls, our true reason for being. After all, progress is happiness. So we follow this train of thought. The next logical question must be, well, can we control this enemy, this resistance? As it turns out, not only is the answer yes, but one's ability to do just that makes all the difference. We can harness that demon that lobbies so hard for the status quo. We can learn to laugh every time it throws a fit when we attempt to change ourselves, our situation, our environment. It can be told no. In fact, Pressfield states that people who live free lives have learned to master themselves. People that can't master themselves will find someone else to rule over them. Whether it be excuses, critics, or other outside constraints. See, the key, the answer couldn't be simpler. It's not easy, but it's simple. Show up. And as a writer, I really resonated with this line. The hardest part isn't writing, it's sitting down to write. It's arriving. And now life can flow through you. You're able to be that messenger that carries the divine so that it can be shared with the world, distributed to the masses. But you must first say no to that voice proclaiming that it's not important. That it doesn't matter. You must tear down the idea that you're not good enough. Walk up and sit in that metaphorical seat, whatever it is for you. Begin speaking, writing, painting, analyzing, constructing, devising, but you must sit down and begin. That is the essence of the war of art. The war that is you versus you, that resistance. Claiming that your next move is too little to matter, that the same is the best. But you have to see beyond what's in front of you. It's why the author is so adamant about not giving in, saying if you cave in today, you're twice as likely to cave in tomorrow. It's like talking to a telemarketer. You cave, you give an inch, and it's over. See those little decisions, the ones we're so inclined to overlook, the ones we say, we'll come back tomorrow. They're insignificant. That's essentially making a hole right through the center of a dam. Eventually, the entire thing is coming down. But the good news, those same little decisions are within your grasp. You can own them, master them, and ultimately master yourself. Start by simply showing up when you don't want to, because this is war, and this war, the one fought every day, is what will ultimately hand you the keys to the kingdom.
This
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.